I didn't have anything tonight. I didn't have good stuff. I didn't have good location. When I did, they still found holes, and just was a non-competitive day for me. It just really let our team down, let our fan base down today, and just got to be ready next time. You know, that was atypical of what I've been feeling. I had a couple good starts in a row where I felt like I was really building, and then and these last two have really been disappointing. So I got to figure out why I'm feeling so much better on my bullpen days than I am on my start days. This last time was the best time I felt all year on my bullpen day. Yesterday, a little flat ground session, got on the mound a little bit just to feel things out. Man, I was really confident. So I don't know, man. I keep getting surprised by these outings, you know. Just keep thinking I'm going to turn a corner and be great for this team down the stretch, and then just, you know, just let us down again. So I deserve all the negative that I'm getting right now. I deserve it. You know, I can stand up to that. I deserve it, and you know, just got to wear it and keep going.
This is different for you, because usually if it's an outing that you don't feel good about, you kind of have a sense of what you need to do. And this one, you know, you just say that you didn't have anything to do.
Well, I've been making really great strides. You know, if you ask Dusty, he'll tell you the same thing. The other day, my bullpen, we were like, now there's the guy from last year. There's the guy from 21. And that's what I expected to come out onto the mound today. And today I got super hot early and just couldn't cool down and just didn't make good pitches. You know, that's all it comes down to. Didn't make good pitches. And some of those guys over there are very aggressive. And, you know, when you throw it in the wrong spot with really aggressive hitters, you end up giving up damage. You throw it where you want to with really aggressive hitters, usually get some quick outs, you go deep into the game. But our offense did a great job of getting back into that game, and you know, if I just go 5 or 6 for us today, we win that game easy. So just pretty disappointing. You know, could have done a lot better.
How do you get back to where you need to be?
I'm doing great work. You know, I'm doing great work. My arm feels good finally, my body feels good. Today my timing was a little bit off, but I have to compete better. That's just what it comes down to. I got to compete better. You know, my whole career I've gotten outs when I felt terrible sometimes, and got the flu, got a herniated disc in my back or something. I still found ways to do it, and right now I'm not finding a way to get the job done. That's probably the thing that's letting me down the most, is that I'm not finding a way.
And besides the competition level, what do you think the biggest disconnect is from what you're doing in your bullpen sessions to what you're doing on the mound?
That's what I got to figure out. Because, and maybe it's that I don't throw bullpens, because on my bullpen day, my stuff was really great. I mean, I would love to have had what I had the other day. Today, I would have got a lot of outs. Would have got a lot of zeros. I don't know. I got to figure that out. And it's just good to keep working, you know.
Are there mental hurdles, do you think, with this season that maybe haven't been present in other ones, whether it's knowing what the end of the road looks like, whether it's how the season is going for the team so far, is all that part of this?
Yeah, I think probably what's playing into me a little bit, and I'm hesitant to admit it, but, you know, when you and I've heard this from older guys who have retired, but when you know you're done, you could lose an edge, you know. I was really resistant to that, because I thought I would fight like crazy until the end. But I'm gonna have to refocus and get real serious about ending strong, because I don't want to go out like that. I mean, that's just embarrassing. You know, nobody wants to see me do that. I know a lot of people are rooting really hard for me, and I know a lot of people are really sad right now with how things are going. And I get it, man. I get it. You know, trust me, you're not more sad than me. All right. You're not more sad than me. I'm really sad about it. So, but I'm also very confident that I'm going to end strong. You know, I don't know why that is. I got no reason for anybody to believe me. I understand that, but, I really got a good sense about me that I'm going to finish really strong. And I don't even know why I believe that, but I believe it, you know, so that's the important thing.